Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I almost forgot we're locked in the houses the rest of the day. For a split second. Just a split second. And maybe some of you did too. Sorry about that. Wayne Brady phoned the program. We also have Rob Riggle later on this hour. Adam Ferrara, our buddy Adam Ferrara, and Ty Burrell from Modern Family, both going to
Craig, maybe you can answer this question from Patrick on the email. What form does fentanyl come in? Do you have to jam it in your veins? Does it come in a nice pill form?
No idea.
Nobody here takes fentanyl?
I thought most of the time they got it in the...
It comes in a patch.
Yeah, the patches.
Okay.
But I don't think these are patches. I think people are mixing it with heroin.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Right.
And cocaine.
Yeah.
Cocaine's fine.
And Aaron has a good point
don't,
here,
don't
too.
Don't mix it with heroin.
That they should stop the meth at the border because it's important in these times to buy local. Yeah, so you should buy your meth from your local trailer guy.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Great point, actually. Yeah. Well, let the weed through. That's another thing that seems really like back burner stuff. Like you're still pissed off that there's legal weed and that weed's not legal in certain places after this.
Yeah.
You're allowing us to drive through and grab a margarita through the drive through window in this state and just go on your merry way and drink.
Did they send you with a straw, too, or do you have to supply the straw?
I don't know. You're allowed to get a Manhattan through the drive through and you can't buy legal weed, even for sick kids. Rickets, come on.
Yeah. Can you just get one?
Move on. I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
One gallon.
Right, the time we did it, we got a gallon of margarita mix.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not that you can get a drink. You can get a gallon of a drink.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's everywhere.
Well, obviously it can be done.
It can be done.
It's on the place to decide that they're going to do it.
Right.
It's obviously legal.
Yeah, but nobody's...
Take it the car, open it. Yeah. It was like a milk jug, too?
I had one of those things? I had about
a third of
a gallon of distilled water sitting in the pantry. Mm-hmm. So I said, we don't need water in these times.
That's right. So you took that out.
Yeah. So it was one of those plastic gallons.
Sink still works, right.
Yeah. Exactly a gallon.
But be careful with that weed, though.
There might be a day you think about that water a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, like is anybody offering up a gallon of Moscow Mules?
You'll find out.
That I can go.
If anybody's going to find that out, it'll be you.
Yeah, if you don't have your gallon jug of distilled water, what are you going to carry around to the gym?
That's right.
Oh, wait, the gym's closed, too.
That's right.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't go to the store to fill that water up.
No.
Christy said most people were bringing, like, these, those sun tea pitchers.
Oh, yeah.
Put a lid on. Yeah.
Well, and a lot of those have a little spigot built into the bottom, so that's perfect.
Yeah, I would normally dread going into work after this, but I'm lucky that I have that.
Yes.
So I think my wife, I would drive everybody crazy.
Yeah.
They're all home.
Yeah, just by sitting there like me, apparently. I just
leave
there.
It with a box of, an ashtray and some Kiss records. Looking for somebody to quarantine with.
We are celebrating National Walking Day today.
Believe me, they're walking. Everybody's walking now. Because that's their get out of the house, man.
Seems to be the thing.
Yeah. And more people are saying hi, too.
Yeah, oh, I noticed that.
I'm not there yet. Yeah. I'm not there yet.
Not saying hi yet.
No, they do seem a bit friendlier.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of people don't have any other human contact.
I think that's
the people they're living
with. Except they're people they're living with, right? And they want to say hi to somebody else.
You throw out that hi, hoping maybe some stranger will just spark up a conversation.
Right.
Please talk to me.
6 feet away.
These people I'm with are done with me.
Feet away.
It was on this date in 1987. It was a little bit late, but it was President Ronald Reagan's first major speech on the AIDS epidemic.
It was really late.
Yeah, but
apparently, like thousands died before he recognized it, in case you put him on your pedestal and you weren't around then. I know some people that think he was their president, and they were like four when he was president. If you were old enough, like me and Todd and Craig were, he ignored the AIDS epidemic.
For several years.
And people died.
At least several years.
Because they were gay.
He said, we've declared AIDS public health enemy number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a little late to the party.
Late to the party.
And by then, it really was number one.
Yeah.
Well, at least nobody's ignoring diseases anymore.
No, you're right.
No.
I think he'd learn from that.
That's fortunate.
No. Who knew it was so contagious, that AIDS? Who knew that? Although Reagan actually could speak.
Yeah.
He messed up there big time, but he actually could speak.
At least 28 spring breakers from Texas.
Yep, here we go.
Testing positive for the coronavirus after a trip to Mexico.
There's a 17-year-old girl in this town has it. You know,
where was she?
She's in this town.
No, she wasn't anyway.
She just got it. She just got it.
Spring break.
No, she was not being irresponsible. She just got it.
The FBI is warning people about potential hijacking of video conferencing applications. There was a couple of incidents in Massachusetts related to the popular app Zoom.
Yeah, I've heard that's easily compromised. If you're talking about a lot of, you know, classified material, you probably shouldn't use the Zoom.
The kids are getting
and we are
schooling that, yeah. The kids are
according to the government, a high school reported an unknown individual dialing into an online class on Zoom, yelling profanity, and then shouting the teacher's home address.
Oh, the kids must have loved that.
Yeah. The second was during a meeting in Massachusetts. The individual was visible on the video camera and had swastikas tattoos.
We had a Chinese guy try to hack into a yoga class the other day. Yeah.
Did you really?
No.
Yeah. That Chinese virus. My son went downstairs yesterday and made breakfast, a big breakfast, eggs and bacon. He took it upstairs for his first class. And I go, my wife goes, are you allowed to eat in class? She goes, ah, this teacher's cool. So he's just sitting in front of his computer with eggs and bacon. I said, they can see you. He goes, yeah, they can see me.
Did he cook you up a little something?
No, he doesn't. It was for him.
That's good.
Yeah.
When you say hijack, I just picture some dude with like a gun.
Yeah.
And then they mean like, I'm taking this over. Like, no. We're not even by you. We're fine. You can't shoot us.
You can't shoot us, right?
Yeah, that's old school hijacking. Now we do our hijacking online.
Yeah, a lot of school shootings on the back burner.
We were talking about this earlier. If they send us home eventually with equipment to do this show from our various bunkers, Todd's going to just slap his wiener on the microphone. I don't know how it got there, but we talked about not wearing any pants while we're broadcasting.
It didn't take long to get there.
It was more like 5 seconds, right? Yeah. I'm going to slap my wiener on the microphone.
Right, because I've always broadcast from a studio.
Yeah.
Never broadcasted from home before.
Never did.
I've been hoping for years that I could slap my wiener on the microphone. That's what I got into this business for.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there were times when I worked at night and I was the only one in the building.
Oh, my wiener was out. Yeah.
I never thought of it. I never slapped it
on the microphone.
Yeah. No.
Other people use that microphone.
Yeah, there were times.
At home, it's your microphone.
When my wiener was out and there was somebody underneath the control board.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I never thought about that.
Never slapped the microphone with it.
Oh, yeah. How often were you rocking out with your...
Your wiener out.
Not often enough. But every once in a while.
You almost said that, didn't you, Craig?
Every once in a while, I stopped myself. I would bring up some company. Because
me too.
I was the night guy.
Oh, the good old
days. Had the place to myself.
Yeah.
There are a lot of missed opportunities to slap it against the microphone.
I know. Now you can.
So apparently a lot of people are watching.
There's a chance of that, Nick, by the way. You could be at home with a microphone. So you might not be able to even come here. I mean, there's a chance. We're talking about that in this building because, you know, we should be a little safer than what we're trying to be here. And there's a good chance you might not be able to leave the house until your other job.
Well, yeah, I've got a computer in my cube at that job, too, that just if something happens, I just pick it up and go home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you could be at home and do. You might not have to leave the house at all coming up.
Yeah, that'd be a problem.
Yeah, it could be Todd and Tyler's Wiener Slapping Fest.
Right.
Which was the original name of the show, by the way. Yeah.
To a radio near you.
Everybody's watching Joe Exotic, the Tiger King.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's crazy. It's just you. You lose faith in humanity watching it, but you also feel better about your own life.
Here's some old footage they found from 2015 where Joe Exotic is ticked. He can't use the N-word.
Going on here in this country, it's absolutely pathetic. I can't say the N-word, but you can get on YouTube and watch any black man's rap video, and they're calling each other the N-word. What the hell? Is this discrimination? I'm white. I can't say the N-word, and they can't.
Get it
so
done.
There's more of that.
He's a crazy.
It does sound like he's playing a character.
Yeah. Are we talking to Larry?
Next week, actually, yes. Cool. His new special's coming out.
Oh, and Rickle does a cable guy.
Oh, yeah.
So now that guy's filed a lawsuit claiming there's a conspiracy behind him getting locked up.
No, he's
yeah, I think I'm going to opt out of the...
They're all bad people.
The Tiger King, I think I'm a little too late. I should have jumped on it a long time ago.
You can still
ago.
Watch it. It's actually pretty entertaining.
Apparently it's going to be a mini-series starring Kate McKinnon.
Yeah, as we mentioned, the one woman. I don't like to get into details about it because there are people that aren't not watching it, too. So, but
I'm not.
It's crazy. It's really crazy.
I don't know why they would even have a miniseries. It's like, how do you parody insanity?
Yeah, and also it basically, and it's an 8-part.
How are you going to top that?
Yeah. I don't know. But we talked about that before. They make dramas, scripted dramas out of long documentaries. They always have. You know, I mentioned that, you know, the DuPont wrestler guy, the documentary about that that guy killing the wrestler in the DuPont, the famous DuPont guy in Delaware, is actually a movie starring Steve Carell.
Oh, yeah. What was it called?
And they're both really good. The documentary is excellent, and the movie's really good.
Well, I guess they just act like what people DuPont, are saying in the interviews.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And
you're
the movie's,
right. This, yeah.
Movie's less of a commitment.
Yeah. It is less of a commitment.
Like how many episodes?
But documentaries, to me, sometimes show more detail. Yeah. And the movie takes a poetic license. It kind of makes me mad because I'm thinking, I just saw the documentary, so that didn't happen.
How many episodes of Tiger King are there?
Is it seven?
I don't know. I watched the first couple. And I think I get it.
I'm about four in, but now I'm in the Ozarks.
Oh, you bailed?
I'm in the Ozark. Yeah, I'm in the Ozark now, so I haven't even finished Tiger King yet.
I think there's 10 Ozark episodes.
Is there 10?
Or maybe. Yeah, I think both the first two seasons. I think were 10.
Yeah,
sure. This one.
I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to get through that too quick because I want to last at least another week.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Apparently Shaq was on the Joe Exotic show, Tiger King.
Oh, he was, yeah.
And
it's a YouTube program, yeah.
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 But he says, oh, my bad.
Well, he didn't know he was a meth head freak.
He said he had no idea. Shaq says he's visited the zoo several times.
Yeah, he just had pets, you know.
And what happened was
And Joe Exotic wondered why he couldn't call him an N-bomb. Yeah.
Shaq was going from one game site to another on the bus,
mm-hmm.
The Greyhound, and they see the signs and decide to stop in.
Yeah,
he doesn't know what this guy's all about, you know. So he did this several times.
Yeah, he pet tigers there and everything.
He did this several times, and then later,
where is it? Florida?
Oklahoma.
Okay, that's right, middle of Oklahoma.
And then later found out all this other stuff was going on, and he, I didn't know all that was going on. I just stopped by. I've seen this guy before. I was amused. I don't know anything.
Apparently, you know, he did a lot of malls back in the day, and I see a lot of people checking in on Facebook that he was in a couple malls in this area. Yeah. So they think they saw this guy.
Well, I keep seeing it's him and a tiger in a Britney Spears video from way back.
Well, he's, I don't know if he's in the video. He does his own videos. He's a country singer.
No, but I think he was maybe taking care of the tiger in the Britney Spears video.
Oh, yeah, he actually did that for TV shows. Yeah, he was a tiger handler from way back.
Not his songs. He's not singing.
Oh, because he sounds really good.
He's Milli Vanilli in that.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
Because he can sing.
Yeah. The real band
yeah.
has come out and said, hey, we didn't know he was going to do that to our song.
Oh, he lip syncs them. Okay. All right.
He stole them.
Yeah.
Oh, Ken's got a good point for the Todd and Tyler at home Wienerfest.
Slapping Wienerfest.
We already have the theme song.
Wiener Radio. Yeah. I'll come out with that. Yeah. It's a slapping Wienerfest, right?
Yeah.
Slapping
them
against the microphone.
Yeah, slapping Wienerfest. Yeah. Our Wiener Slapfest. I think that works better.
Whichever. No. Navy trying to figure out what to do about the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt. The crew includes more than 100 sailors infected with the coronavirus.
I know, and they showed they're just cramped quarters.
There's not enough space immediately needed to quarantine that many people.
Unbelievable.
And so the captain has written to senior commanders asking for help while all 5,000 sailors are tested.
Are they out of secret?
Social distancing is impossible. They are currently off of Guam.
Yeah, it's crazy. I saw that story last night.
Stop picking on them.
So they've got that, and the Navy will no longer release names of the ships that have infected sailors on them.
Because if there's one of those that's just out at sea, you'd think they would be removed from it. They'd not be able to get it. If they're just in the middle of nowhere.
But if one person had it, that's all that matters.
Yeah, obviously.
That's what scares me the most. How quickly it is.
Yeah.
And that's why we want to start slapping wieners as soon as possible.
I thought you'd never ask. Now I might just rest my balls on the mic.
That's fine. You'll be in your own house.
Are the guys you were discussing yesterday stuck in a submarine? Have they surfaced yet and found out the world's upside down?
I don't know the end of that story. I saw it. And forgot to look into it.
And then who else did you say was clueless? A British version of Big Brother?
No, German version.
Yeah. German version.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. German.
So they found out about it yesterday?
Yeah.
I would guess that those subs are down there. You know, it depends boat to boat, you know, how long they are supposed to be underwater and where they're at and what mission is and when they surface. I mean, I know, don't some of those stay underwater for up to 90 days at a time?
I don't know.
Don't they only get... They only contact them if there's something emergency. But, you know, wouldn't this be emergency? Listen, come on, we got to tell you something.
I don't know. Yeah. A global pandemic an emergency.
We're kind of quarantined up here, so when you get up, we got to be careful.
Yeah, you think they'd have to come up and air it out for a little bit. They must have good air circulation in those things.
Yeah.
Or it's one big Dutch oven.
Yeah.
That would be horrible.
I couldn't be in one of those things. A little claustrophobia would probably kick in.
Oh, like the James Cameron, that little bathysphere?
Well, I just think even a regular size,
even a big nuclear sub where you could walk around and stuff still.
That'd be tough.
I don't think I'd want to go in one of those on land.
No, just to view
it. Let alone underwater.
Right.
Yeah, the camera thing is just like a one-seater.
Oh yeah, those things are that's crazy.
Yeah, that's seriously not happening.
Yeah, but you're coming back up in there. But these ones,
you're hopeful.
Well, you by yourself, you can slap your wiener. That's apparently what we always do when we're by ourselves.
Why is he driving the sub naked? That's what he does. That's how he likes to do it.
But if we're zooming, though, we can see each other. You're right. We wouldn't be able to slap wieners. Why's Todd's picture off? He's slapping his wiener.
Give him a second.
Yeah.
You think he'd turn the picture off? That's funny.
Oh, that's right. We'd probably be webcamming
it. Yes, we will be. Yeah, if we do that, we will be.
Oh, we get to see five wieners and five screens.
All the cameras are pointed down. Four. I will still be here, I can't do that.
Yeah, well, you'll play pick out the wiener then, puss. We'll make you guess whose wiener it is.
You have to pretend like you don't know. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, he'll lose one of those on purpose. Oops, sorry, didn't know.
Undefeated.
Let's play again tomorrow. Oh, you already did, puss. Relax. Yeah. let's take a break.
Okay.
I think we need one after that. After that visual. Rob Riegel, when we get back, phone the program.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.